Welcome back to the show where the swing paths meet the hot takes. It's the Baseballer Show.
Today's slate, guys, has some hot topics. We've got some historic bases, swipeable contracts, and the question we all secretly ask, who are you letting date your daughter? Let's ride. First, guys, we're going to start off with the Baseballer Blitz. This is brought to you by Triton. When quality matters, champions choose Triton. Free designs, free sizing samples, and a 24/7 online store. For the Baseballer Blitz, guys, the answers, they can only be home run if you agree, strikeout if you don't. Let's start the Colorado Rockies, your Colorado Rockies. They're on pace for history, not for the one that you're hoping for. Right now, they're 9-48, on pace to go 26-136. What do you think, Jake? Home run or strikeout? Will they break it?
Grand slam, home run. All right, we got PCA on pace for 43 bombs. What do you think, DR? Home run or strikeout?
That's my boy MVP right there. Respect on his name. But I got to say, for 35 home runs, I say home run. I say home run on the home runs. That's my guy.
Love that.
Should the Dodgers put Shohei on the mound this season? What do you think, home run or strikeout?
Now, as a starter, as a reliever, yes. Okay. So we got a double on that. All right. Like that. Ronald Acuna Jr., will he hit 30 nukes this year?
I go sacrifice fly. I know we're supposed to be home run or strikeout. Let's say strikeout. Strikeout. He K's on this. He's deep in the season. I just don't think that this deep in the season, 30 nukes is a lot. 41's his career high. I'm going to go strike out there. Chandler Simpson versus Ricky Henderson's record. Not this year. He just got sent down to the minor leagues, but do you think he can do it? Home run or strikeout?
I'm going strikeout. I just think that's one of the records in baseball that it's not going to be broken. Even though the guy's unreal and absolutely electric with his speed, strikeout.
It's a tough one, man. It's a tough one.
We'll get close, but a strikeout. All right, next, guys, we got the Baseballer Deep Dive brought to you by Dabble. Get $25 free play on Dabble when you use the link in our bio. All right, DR, I think you got the first one, brother.
The first topic, guys, this is a favorite one, one that's close to my heart. Pete Crow Armstrong, MVP? Do you think he has what it takes is the question to be MVP. Here's what I think. Right now, so I guess I'll start like this. PCA coming into the year, I'm a big Cubs fan, so I've been able to see it from the very beginning. Coming into this year, the way I looked at Pete was if he can be a guy that just provides a okay slash line, he's an all-star. He's an absolute all-star. This is a guy who in the outfield, his outs above average, he's 99th percentile. He's an elite glove. His arm value is 93rd in all of baseball. Arm strength, 95th percentile. You're talking, that's an elite level arm. Can gun people out. And his base running, he's 98th percentile in base running value. So you're talking about a guy, before he even picks up a bat, he might be the best player in baseball. Just like that. Without even picking up a bat, he's that guy. So coming in this year, I was saying like, if he can even be a 750 OPS guy, he's an all-star. Is that what he's doing? He's doing a hell of a lot more than that. He has a 3.2 war right now. He's got a 9.1 war pace. Think about that. Shohei had a 9.2 last year. So you're looking at a guy that is definitely on pace. We had it in the blitz. Can he hit 43 home runs? That's his pace. That's insane. This is a guy playing elite level center field on pace for 40 home runs. I mean, I think a little bit of regression might happen with his bat because he chases a shit ton. He's at first percentile in chase rate. So the guy's going to make some rookie mistakes. He's not a rookie, but he's going to make those types of early at bat mistakes. But I think he's that type of guy. Do I think he's going to be an MVP? I don't know if he wins it this year, but I would be shocked if he's outside of the top four in voting. That is my guy.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. So when I look at PCA, man, you take Trey Turner-like speed, Jackie Bradley Jr. defense, and you say 30 home runs. That is a game-changing player, dude. And I know you're a Cubbies guy. You're absolutely loving it right now, man. And like you said, can he sustain it? He's chasing a lot. I have seen him chase a lot, but I've also seen him hit some home runs on some pitches that shouldn't be hit at all. So it's a guy like Jacob Wilson. Like, yeah, he's swinging at everything, but the bat to ball is pretty freaking good. And to be such a small guy, he's got some serious pop, dude. So if PCA, you know, can stay on this pace, which he's probably going to regress, like you said, I have one thing to say: MVP, MVP, MVP. So if the league doesn't adjust first, he might just steal MVP votes by July. I'm taking PCA on all of my dabble slips from here on out. Taking him on the over for that.
Love it.
All right, guys. This is one of my favorite segments here. Who would you let date your daughter? All right, DR, let's hop into it. We're going to name three current players that you trust around your daughter.
I love this, Cenk. I mean, last week we were talking, who would you not let date your daughter? This week, we're going to the nice guys. We're going backwards, right? Number one, I know a Cubs guy, so this comes up biased, but Dansby Swanson, smooth with the glove, great guy, played in trap and played all over the field, looking great, making amazing plays. Definitely opens the door for his wife. He's that type of guy, involved in charity work all around the community. That's a great guy. I'd let him date my daughter for sure. Mookie Betts, known for signing autographs for all of the fans after the games, class act guy, multi-sport athlete star, 300 bowler. I don't know if you've bowled a lot, Cenk, but that's tough. That's tough, man. Good energy, good vibes with his Dodger. I definitely butchered that, but his Dodger dance, man. They got something good there. That's a good-looking guy. I let him date my daughter. Last one, Francisco Lindor. Enough said. Smooth with a glove. Great smile. Looks like a great guy. And I think he was voted, like, the friendliest guy to talk to on the base paths. So you're talking about just a good, genuine guy. I'd give him the pass with my daughter.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Number one, I got the judge, big old Aaron Judge. He's a dude. He's going to protect her. Nobody's going to mess with her. But as big as he is, he might be. I know Frankie won the friendliest guy, but this is the nicest guy in baseball, I believe. He's a friendly giant. And it's just a guy that I want dating my daughter. And I would love my son to have those genetics. So I'm all for him. I'm all for him. Number two, I got Freddie Freeman. Good old school baseball, good old school baseball guy. Just like you said, definitely opens the doors for his wife and whatnot. This guy is, you know, a few years ago when he was on the Braves, he's like the dad of the Braves, basically. And that's the kind of figure that I want in my daughter's life. Number three, we got Adley Rutschman. So he's a catcher. So he's 100% a leader. Dude's got great hair. Okay, maybe not as good of hair as Dansby Swanson, but he's got great hair. I think the Jenkins family could use a little bit of that. But yeah, man, I got Adley Rutschman. And number two, my son's going to have a great swing. And if you know anything about me, I want my kid to hit, all right? As soon as he comes out the womb, we're putting a bat in his hands, we're getting him on a tee, all right?
Good ACLs. Good knees. Good,
yeah, he's a catcher. He's got good knees.
Good knees. Good knees. Good knees.
I'm 4 surgeries deep over here, and he's a big league catcher, dude. He's got good knees. If he can play that many games, bend it down, you know?
It's a necessity, man. Good knees. I get it, man. Good looks, good knees. That's exactly what I'm looking for my daughter. I get that. And speaking of, right on topic, guys, we're moving into our Tinder swipes portion of this. We're going to be doing this every single week. This time we're doing contract edition. Sorry about that. But regardless, with Tinder, you ever heard of it, Cenk?
Yeah, you know, I've had my I've played a bit on Tinder. This is my thing. I think Tinder, the bang for your buck is 100% there. Either you can go out, you can buy a girl a drink, you spend $100, and you don't know if you're going to hit on your play that night. But Tinder is way more calculated. You pay $40 for the month. You don't have to waste time going out, right? So you keep your sleep, you save money, and it's way more calculated. You're more than likely going to hit on the play that you swipe. So, dude, I'm here for it, bro. Best $40 a month I've ever spent. Now, I will say It worked for me. I'm in a relationship now. So,
hey, bless up. Hey, saying that's the best $40 you've ever spent is pretty wild, though, man. That's the best $40. That's wild. Okay, moving on. So with this, we're going to swipe right or left. We have some contracts for you from this past offseason. We're swiping right or left. Do we want it? Do we not want it? Do we wish we could drop it off after that first date, if you know what I'm saying? So regardless, number one, Juan Soto. Obviously the talk of the town when it comes to signings from this offseason. 15 years, $765 million. Are we swiping right or are we swiping left here, Cenk?
I am swiping left. I love Soto.
Wow.
But I'm swiping left. He's a generational bat. But right now he's not doing that. He's not providing the value that he should. He's not necessarily hustling per se. So when the bat's not there, I feel like you got to play up in other categories. The defense isn't there. It's always been questionable. He's watching a lot of pitches right now. I'm going to swipe left. Yeah. Sorry about that, man. Next, we got Tyler O'Neill, 3 years, $49.5 million. What do you think, DR? Left or right?
First, when I saw this, I was like, this looks like a nice little deal. But after kind of seeing and looking at everything from Tyler O'Neill's career, I think I'm swiping left here. Last year had a great year, batted 241, had an 847 OPS, hit 31 jacks. Like, looking at that, I'm like, yeah, give me this guy, right? Swipe right all day. But now kind of looking at it, off to kind of a sluggish start here, guys. He's 188, 605 OPS, only got two jacks so far in the year. But I think this is with Tyler O'Neill. He's just kind of a streaky guy, and this might be what you get. But looking at it right now, obviously in May, almost June, I'm swiping left on this deal. All right, now we got Max Fried, 8 years, $218 million. Swiping right, swiping left. What do we think here, Jake?
100% swiping right, brother. I think he's a legit ace. When this guy is healthy, you get a number one starter for number two money. Bang for the buck is there. Phenomenal player.
Absolutely.
All right, we got Jerickson Profar. 3 years, $42 million. DR, are you swiping left or are you swiping right?
This one, you know, I'm gonna peel this thing back a little bit before I just give you the real answer, but like, going into the year, you're like $14 million. That's a good utility guy. He plays all over the field. Had a great year last year. And then you're like, you might be thinking, you're like, why did he have a great year last year? So obviously got popped 80 games. He's going to be ineligible for postseason play. So even if he's amazing these next 2 years, that's a big, big hit to the Atlanta Braves. Obviously, you've been scuffling this year, obviously coming back a little bit, but have scuffled, and that's got to be a massive part of it. That is that's one of those like power swipe lefts where you just like you just get into a stretch and you're power swipe, and that's a mega left right there. We have Alex Bregman, 3 years, $120 million. That's $40 million a year, Jake. You swiping right? You swiping left?
Unfortunately, I'm swiping left. I love Bregman.
He's killing it.
I love Bregman, but I think that they're paying for 2019 Bregman. You're not quite getting that. But great player, but I'm swiping left on it.
Definitely.
I love the guy. Okay. I love the guy. So Bregman, if you're watching this, I still love you. I love your hitting content. Please text me.
You're good. No, I get it. Yeah. 2019 Bregman. That's a dog. Yeah. He hasn't really been that recently, but this year in Fenway, Boston fans love that guy. All right, moving on. We're going, get a load of this guy. So this is a segment, guys, where, you know, we got to see, how are you doing? Are you that guy? Right now we're going over one guy out in Seattle, the big Dumpa. Okay, this guy's been going absolutely nuclear this year. Obviously, he's been a big hit in Seattle, but I don't even know if they were expecting something like this. I mean, last two seasons, 34 and 30 jacks as a catcher. You can argue he's the best catcher in baseball. This year, he's putting up one hell of an argument for, yeah, I am. I am him. He's got a major league leading 21 home runs as a catcher. As a catcher. Who is this guy? 265, 381 on base percentage, a 623 slugging as a catcher, guys. I can't say that enough. A 191 OPS plus. He's almost twice as good as the average player, and he's playing a position that typically stinks at hitting. Whose man is this? He's going absolutely nuclear. Again, if I'm using my dabble slips, that's my guy who I'm looking at every single night. That is one heck of a ball player. Who is that guy? That's Big Dumpa.
Yeah. Hey man, I'm definitely taking your dabble slips with that with this guy, dude. I'm cashing in on him. All right, we got whose man's is this? James Wood. Who is this guy? 6'7" freak of an outfielder. The only outfielder in the league with a higher OPS than James Wood is Aaron Judge.
What?
Impressive. 6'7" freak. Okay. This dude's super consistent. I think for a guy this young, especially for being, you know, that size, he's super consistent with his bat to ball. Saw him hit a ball 430 feet the other day with ease. Dude's calm, cool, and collected. He plays the game like he's 30 years old already. So super impressive. Whose man's is this? James Wood. All right, we got Jinx hot topic. All right, so this is gonna be some people are gonna feel some kind of way about this, but all right, this is a scenario. World Series, game 7, 2 outs, bases loaded, and you got one AB to win it all. I'm choosing Kike Hernandez over Aaron Judge. And hear me out. Just look at history, okay? Aaron Judge is a great player this year. He's having an amazing year. I'm not going to take that away from him. But if we're looking at playoffs, okay, and who comes in the clutch, Kike Hernandez is Mr. Clutch. Aaron Judge has performed so well in the playoffs. So if my daughter's life was on the line,
oh, man.
I'm going Kike Hernandez.
Give me Iguodala.
Iguodala. Give me Iguodala. That's what this sounds like right now, Jake. That's absolutely out of your mind. I think right now you got some recency bias of seeing Aaron Judge doing what he did the last postseason. And I get it, man. I get it. But you know who I like having up to bat? Especially, okay, understand the scenario that we're here at, Jake, too. Understand the scenario. We said base is loaded, which means they got a pitch to him. That's a huge part of this. They got a pitch to him. I think with Aaron Judge in the past, it was like a clear pitch around in the postseason where he was getting pitched around, but was still kind of obliging to it. I think, especially the way he's at right now, where we're seeing what he's doing, man, he's batting 400. He's going absolutely nuclear. I want a guy who's doing that up to bat in that spot any day of the week. I mean, let me look up what Kike is doing right now in this year. And I get it. He's a postseason guy, but this is a guy, this Kike's career slash. 238, 307, 406, a 713 OPS. I'm not even going to look Aaron Judge up to compare because I think that is, again, I get your argument. He is clutch.
Regular season.
But, man,
I don't want to see regular season numbers, bro. I don't want to see regular. This is not a regular.
Let me show you. Let me grab some postseason for you, Holmes.
We need a stat that shows what players come through during the clutch. In the playoff, when it matters most.
And he does. I'll give you that. But career postseason for Kike, 278 batting average, 353 on base, 522 slugging, 874. Yes, definitely a different player. I'm not disagreeing with you whatsoever there. But this is versus Aaron Judge. This is a guy that we're going to be talking about is maybe the best right-handed hitter of our life. Best right-handed hitter. I would like to see an argument for anybody else and wait a couple more years when he's put another 60 home runs up there. Obviously, we're talking regular season versus that. But yet again, when I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, I want my best guy up there. And who is my best guy? All Rise. That is my guy.
So I think that Judge is going to have a similar playoff experience to Barry Bonds. When Barry Bonds, great hitter, right? Yeah, I mean, the best left-handed hitter of all time. Okay. I think the greatest hitter of all time.
Let's just be real. The best person to pick up a bat of all time.
Yes. 100%. In the playoffs, in the beginning of his career, he wasn't great. He didn't come through in the clutch.
No.
Towards the end, he got a lot better. I think the same thing is going to happen with Judge. But I don't know if we're there yet. I hope we are, because if that dude can figure out in the playoffs, I mean, we have a player who is great for baseball. Okay. Yeah,
Barry might have been on some of that jerks in Profar.
He's on that Profar pack, bro.
on that Profar pack. No, I get you, man. But dude, that's gotta be one of the hottest takes of all time. The hottest takes of all time that I've ever heard. Kike Hernandez over Aaron Judge. That is
give me Iguodala. Give me Iguodala.
I love it, man. I love it. All right, but guys, that's it for today's lineup. Make sure you drop a like if you'd let Tommy Pham join your fantasy football league.
That's awesome. All right, and swipe right on Profar. Well, if you swipe right on Profar, we need to talk. Just stay off the Profar pack. Hit subscribe and catch us next week on the Baseball Show.
Peace.